This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Burning Daylight, the only podcast for the working cowboy.
Well, howdy there, daylight burners. Welcome back to the football show. Jake was tied up this week, so flying solo, but that's all right. Last week was, made a couple late minute. Last minute bets on the Broncos, and that brought me about back to even for the week. So started out good, and then had some losses, had a few wins, but overall not a great week. It was kind of meh. And all right, there we go. I'm trying to mybookie.com is who I'm using, and they were having a hell of a time. I was having a hell of a time logging in. So let's see. We'll go. Where are we at? I don't know where we're at, but trying to find my bets. I guess I can. The hell. I don't know where my past bets were, but all right, well, we'll go back a week. ESPN tab, and what are we? Week 10. Is that right? Yeah, week 10. If they'll show up. There we go. So started out just an absolute stinker of a game. I bet the under. Bears over Panthers, 16-13. Hit there Sunday. Colts, Patriots in Germany. I took the under again on that. That hit. Texans went out and beat the Bengals. I missed that one. I had Bengals -5, I believe. Saints, Vikings. I did not bet the Vikings over the Saints, 27-19. Josh Dobbs is looking okay, so keep an eye on that. Steelers, Packers, they hit the over. I bet the under, so that I did not hit on that one. I think I had the Steelers +3, so or -3, so that one hit. But I think I had them on the under too. It was like 38.5 or something, and the over hit. So, Titans, Buccaneers, I don't think I bet this game. I almost bet the under, but I don't think I went ahead and did. Browns, Ravens, I lost this one. I had it down to, they hit the over, which I teased down the over to like 32 or something. And then I had essentially took the spread down to Ravens pick'em. I believe it was my final, and last minute drive. Browns kick a field goal to win it. So lost that one. That NFC North is wide open. I don't know what's coming out of there. So that's a tough division. Cardinals Falcons. I lost this one. I had Falcons -3, I think. Lions, Chargers. I won that, or it might have been a push. I think I had Lions 2.5. Giants Cowboys. I didn't bet. It was like a 16.5 point spread. I should have went ahead and bet it, but I didn't. Seahawks over the Commanders. I pushed on this one. I had the Commanders +3. So that was a push. And Jets Raiders. Won. I was rooting for the Jets, but as far as my bets go, I won. I had the under, and Jets, I think I had them +3. So, or maybe I had the Raiders. I don't remember. Either way, it won. And but I was still kind of bummed out because I was rooting for the Jets for whatever reason, because fuck the Raiders. And then I ended up taking the Broncos straight up last minute. My parlay did not hit. I had the over and Denver to cover +7.5. And then I was telling Jake last week, Russell Wilson's going to fuck around and win some games this year as he's auditioning for the free market or free agency market. And the Bills they haven't looked very good here lately. They can't buy a win here lately, it seems like. So it seemed like a good one to pick, and it hit. Last play of the game was insane. They had to kneel it and then rush the field goal unit out because they didn't have any timeouts. They got there in time, snapped it, kicked it, missed. Flag on the play for 12 men on defense. Line it up again, kicks it and makes it to win it 24-22. It was a good game and a bad game. Like it was pretty ugly, but it wasn't bad to watch. And I also had them. I picked Denver plus the spread. I picked a money line, and I think that was that. I didn't have the under, but they were like +290 money line. So it was a good week for me on that. Now switching over to this week, starting Thursday night off with a great game. So it's Cincinnati at Baltimore. Bengals coming off a pretty tough loss. Baltimore also coming off a tough loss. Close game to division rivals. So, man, I don't know. I think it's going to be a really close game. I'm going to take Cincinnati. Well, I've already placed a bet. Where is my bet? I think I did a teaser. Yeah, so I did Cincinnati +10 and the over at 40. And that's a safe bet, but I may take Cincinnati plus the points. I don't know if they win that game, but it should be really close. Division game, and both those teams have been looking pretty good. They both lost on Sunday, close games, but they both looked pretty good. So, I guess Cincinnati didn't have a division rival. They lost to the Texans, but Baltimore lost to Cleveland, and now this is another AFC North rivalry game. So, I think I'll probably take Cincinnati plus the points. Cardinals-Texans. Kyler Murray made some plays, won him a game. Houston just beat Cincinnati. It's at Houston -5. Oh, the over was 46 on that Cincinnati Baltimore game. I would look at the over on that game, but Baltimore's got a good defense. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from the total line on that. But we got Houston minus 5 over under at 47.5. That over might look a little more appealing. Probably give me Arizona with the points. They, they played a lot of close games, it seems like. So, Houston probably to win, but Arizona with the points. Steelers Browns over at 33.5. Boy. It's essentially a pick 'em. They're giving it minus 0.5 to the Browns for home field advantage. Money line, it is a pick 'em, minus 110 either way. So,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Give me the Browns at home. That under is tempting, but yeah, give me the Browns minus 0.5. Raiders at the Dolphins. We got Dolphins minus 13.5 point favorites. Over at 46.5. Probably taking the under on that. I don't know if I. 13.5 is too many points, even for the Raiders. So, yeah, I'll probably take the under in that game. Maybe tease it down to take like a 7-point teaser and take it to 6.5, minus 6.5 for Miami, and then do an under. What would that be? That'd be 53.5. So, not a bad one. Titans at the Jaguars. Jags minus 7, overs at 40. I might take a look at that under. Probably Tennessee with the points. Jaguars, I'm guessing, will win that game, but we'll see what Will Levis and that Tennessee offense does, but I think they cover 7. Giants, Commanders, terrible game. Got Commanders minus 9.5. Over at 37. It's a lot of points. I might take a prop bet and go with Sam Howell over on passing yards. Other than that, I hate that game, so I'm not gonna bet it. Cowboys, Panthers, it's at Carolina. Cowboys minus 10.5. Over at 42, that's another game I'm not going to bet. Bears at the Lions, got Lions minus 9. Overs at 47.5. Probably take this in a teaser, 6 points. Take Detroit down to minus 3. Take the over down to 41.5 maybe. And take that. So I think that's what I'll do. 9's a lot. So it's a rivalry game. Detroit's coming off a pretty big win, but yeah, I'll take that in a teaser. Chargers at the Packers. Didn't we just have that game, it seemed like? Maybe not. Probably not. We got Chargers minus 3 at Lambeau. Overs at 44. Yeah, I'll probably take Chargers minus three. Tampa Bay at the Niners. Niners minus 11.5. Overs at 41.5. 11.5's a lot, but yeah, I'll take it. I'll take San Francisco minus 11.5. Probably take the under of 41.5. That Niners defense is incredible. They held the Jaguars 3 points, which Jags are a pretty decent team. They got a good record, so, and they just shut them down. So yeah, I'll take the Niners on, but I'll probably parlay that the under and 11.5 for Niners. So Seahawks at the Rams. It's almost a pick 'em. It's a minus one favorite for Seattle in Los Angeles, over at 46.5. Yeah, I'll probably give me the Seahawks. And tempted on the over on that one, but I'm gonna stay away. Let's see. We got the Broncos back to back primetime games. Jets at the Bills. We got Jets or Bills minus 7 favorites at home. Overs at 39.5. Give me Jets plus 7. I don't know. We'll see if Buffalo can pull out of their funk. I'm not so sure they can. I think they're kind of spiraling for this year. And Jets look okay. I mean, they lost to the Raiders, but if they can just stay relevant in the playoff picture, and Rodgers looks like he's going to be coming back, like, that's insane. And then we'll see what that team can actually do if he lasts more than 4 plays. But yeah, I'll probably take Jets plus the points if I was to do anything. I may stay away from that. I may stay away from that game. I don't know. We'll see. I'm leaning towards Jets with the points. So Vikings at the Broncos for the Sunday night game. We've got Broncos minus 2.5 point favorites. Overs at 43.5. Give me that. Vikings have been putting up some points. Broncos minus 2.5. Yeah, I'll take that. Probably a field goal game. Probably going to be a little bit of a shootout. And Dobbs has been on a hot streak, but I think I think Russell Cook and I just continue to fuck the Broncos out of a good draft position. So yeah, give me Broncos minus 2.5 over at 43.5. I'll take that too. Monday night game's a banger. There's some really good games this week. Eagles at the Chiefs. We got the Chiefs minus 3, overs at 45.5. Give me Eagles plus 3. I might take a look at under 45.5. But there's a long time between now and Monday, so I may change my mind before then. But as of right now, that's what I got. Eagles plus 3. Over at 45.5, I'm looking at it, and I will, when I make my bets, as always, I'll post them in the broadcast channel, football picks under the Burning Daylight Instagram page. So if you follow me on Instagram, go follow the broadcast channel if you'd like to see them. And yeah, I'm kind of betting even for the year, so not great, but not bad. So we'll see how this week does, and until then, we'll look forward to some really good football this week. Like I said, Thursday night, starting it off strong, ending it with Philly at Kansas City on Monday night. That's going to be a good week of NFL football. I don't know what the fuck's going on in college. Harbaugh is maybe suspended. I don't know. hard telling, but NFL looks like some really good games, so I'm looking forward to it, and you should too. So it's a short one this week, but that's all right. Short and to the point. So have a good one. Stay safe out there. Watch your butthole and move your ass. We're burning daylight.
Up in the morning, beneath the stars so bright, pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight. Horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine, we'll get your ass moving, sun, we're burning daylight. In the saddle till the job's done right.